Did you know that you, yes, you, can have an influence on others? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Did you know that you can have an impact on the people around you? And yes, I do mean you, even if you're 8, 10, 12, 14, 18, and everything in between. Don't believe me? Well, today's Devo is a story about a girl who did just that. It's called Macrina the Younger, A Life of Influence by Kayla Escara. The life of Macrina the Younger shows the profound influence we can have on others by faithfully following Jesus. Born around 330 AD, Macrina was the oldest of 10 children, and she became a pillar of strength and faith for her family after her father's death when she was only 12. A few years later, Macrina decided to forgo marriage and instead become her mother's lifelong companion. Together, they raised Macrina's younger siblings and used their considerable property to help disadvantaged women and those who were poor and sick. When Macrina's brother Basil returned home quite arrogant from his higher education, she, his dutiful older sister, managed to bring his ego back down to earth. In time, her brothers Basil and Gregory, along with Basil's friend Gregory of Nazianzus, became known as the Cappadocian Fathers, who guarded the Orthodox Christian faith against the 4th century heresy of Arianism. Although Macrina never wrote great theological works or participated in the church councils of her day, her brilliant theological mind and her life of wholehearted service profoundly influenced the lives of her famous brothers and the many people she ministered to. After her death, her brother Gregory, who loved her deeply, commemorated her life and legacy in her biography, The Life of Saint Macrina. In it, he recounts poignantly his last meeting with his sister at her bedside. Her final words of encouragement to him, her beautiful deathbed prayer, and the large crowd that unexpectedly attended her funeral procession. Macrina's life reminds us that it doesn't take fame or power to have lasting influence. Our Lord Jesus sacrificially served us with his own life, death, and resurrection. He transformed our eternal destiny because he loves us. So now, anyone who has put their trust in Jesus and is committed to seeking God and serving others can have an influence for eternity. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Can you think of anyone in your life who has influenced your faith in a positive way? What have they done or said that has helped you follow Jesus and rest in his love? If we know Jesus, his Holy Spirit lives in us, empowering us to serve him and others. Consider spending some time in prayer, asking God where he is inviting you to serve today. As you and I can read in Matthew 16, in the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible Romans 12, 1-21, Galatians 2, 19-20, as well as Colossians 3, verses 1-4, and verses 16-17, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Do you have a historical figure that you really respect, like missionaries David Livingston or Lillian Trasher? Well, if so, I think we need to hear about them too. Head over to unlocked.org and check out our writer's guidelines to find out how you can write for us. Also, have you ever wondered why God isn't talking to you? Well, that's what we're talking about in tomorrow's Devo with Dylan. But until next time, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.